At a roundtable in the Wheat on Your Mind studio at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, four Kansas commodity CEOs traded notes that sounded a lot like conversations happening at kitchen tables across the state. They pulled back the curtain on how checkoffs work, why grower associations matter, and how collaboration keeps Kansas agriculture relevant in a tough market. Justin Gilpin of Kansas Wheat, Josh Rowe of Kansas Corn, Caleb Little of Kansas Soybeans, and Adam York of Kansas Grain Sorghum outlined the roles of Kansas commodity commissions and the separate dues-funded associations that handle advocacy. The group walked through how farmer dollars support research, market development, and education while associations carry out policy work in Washington, D.C. and Topeka. They also compared Kansas's realities with the I-states, pointing to the different climate, infrastructure, and biofuel dynamics. The conversation kept circling back to a Kansas advantage, farmers who raise multiple crops and organizations that plan together on markets, research, and water. That statewide perspective comes from working shoulder to shoulder. Whether it's research at K-State or joint market development abroad, we're all working toward the same mission, helping farmers succeed, Gilpin said. We face different challenges, but we share the same fields and communities. The CEOs highlighted the strength of Kansas research leadership, especially through Kansas State University's College of Agriculture, from developing wheat varieties resistant to disease and drought to improving sorghum genetics through the Center for Sorghum Improvement. Farmer-funded checkoff dollars are driving real results. Investment in research partnerships across K-State departments help create practical, farmer-focused innovation. Research is the long game, but it's also the clearest return farmers can see from their checkoff, Gilpin said. Every new variety, pest study, or efficiency breakthrough helps keep Kansas agriculture competitive. Still, short-term challenges remain. Commodity prices are down across the board, while input costs stay high, tightening farm margins heading into 2026. The CEOs agreed that while farmers prefer markets over aid, short-term relief may be necessary until the new Farm Bill provisions take effect. Rowe added that Kansas producers are facing gluts in corn and soybeans, while international trade slowdowns have hit sorghum and wheat exports. Farmers are survivors, York said. Getting through this next year means focusing on efficiency, maintaining markets, and making sure policy decisions reflect Kansas reality. Even in a challenging market, Kansas agriculture continues to move forward with resilience, innovation, and a shared commitment to the future. Listen to the full episode and watch the studio video at wheatsonyourmind.com or wherever you get your podcasts. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.